That's beautiful. It's a really beautiful video too, and like the framing, the editing, it's really interesting. It feels like a private reflective moment, like there's no audience watching and you're just having a moment roaming through the sandy dunes.
Yeah, that was my idea. Like, I was like, I'm just gonna like film like my feet and then like walking and then kind of like climbing, and then it's like zoom out and then it's like lost a bit. You look a bit lost.
Where was this filmed? That's some really blue water.
Yeah, it was actually in Spain, and that the water was like a big like reservoir, and it was like so blue. I think it's because of the mineral of the stone. So there wasn't any sand. It was like all these like rocks. And it was kind of like deserty kind of landscape behind. But yeah, it was like a reservoir. I don't think it was even, I don't know if it's natural or
Yeah,
a
just
dam almost. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
And
it's
you and your sister, she worked on that with you, right?
kind of yeah, she does like all the visuals and a lot of the creative kind of ideas with me. And we've always worked like that since the beginning, because visual, film, photography, that's a thing.
Yeah, it's so awesome to like as an album unfolds. We get the videos too from you that are just so carefully put together with so much creativity. You're listening to WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. This is If Music Could Talk, and you've been hearing an interview with Niloufer Yanya. And thanks for listening. I'm going to keep that going. Hope you're having a great evening and enjoying the interview. And you released two other songs from this forthcoming album. Like I say, I was so excited to hear this because this was the first song that you released, right? That was the first single. I love the lighting in the video, and all the little touches that are like really subtle. Like there's a point where I can see your cold breath because you're like in this wedding dress, but it looks like it's really cold, right?
It was so, I can't tell you how cold I was that day.
And then you're like in a field with a wedding dress, but you got running shoes on.
Yeah, around.
So I mean, I love the theme of like realizing when you're in something that just doesn't feel right and you just got to get out. It's a
Yeah,
great.
really, like I wanted to have like lots of different scenarios like that, like a wedding or like a big promotion or something in your life. And then the idea was to have lots of different characters running away at the last minute, being like, I don't want this. I need to get away,
Yeah.
escape.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And
but
then
having that like realization that you have the power to do that.
I run away. Some more precious time. I can never lose this state of mind. No, it's coming up. Like I say. She run away. So I won't cross this line. I could really lose you in time to time. No, it's coming through my speaker. Yeah, it's coming through my bedroom. Cause I feel like all my friends.
Painless was my first introduction to your work, and I heard The Dealer first, but Painless kind of came into my life at a perfect time. It was definitely my most listened to album of 2022, but it carried me through a lot of really tough changes, and I'm probably not alone in that. I mean, 2021, 22 is a pretty rough time for a lot of people. The pandemic, and also
the murder of George Floyd by police, and also the protests and the often excessive police response to the protests, and a lot of social change.
And then also personal change. But Painless felt really cathartic to listen to through that time. And I'm not afraid to admit that the album like brought out some tears at some points, and also gave me some like existential courage. Also, like, there's both of those things that like if I felt like it helped me feel like get into my feelings.
Thank you.
Are you still playing some songs from Painless on this upcoming tour?
Playing a lot of songs from Painless, definitely. We're playing Dealer for sure.
Awesome, awesome.
Patience as she goes.
I love this song Try. That's like the guitar part on that, it's like almost like a hypnotic pattern. It sounds almost like a harp a little bit. Like, do you experiment a lot with guitar tone, or is that actually like a different instrument?
That was a guitar. Yeah, it was just like an interesting like pedal. Yeah, we've never played that one live, you know.
Oh no. Okay, well that's okay.
I think I'm gonna do it one day though.
Yeah, it's a slow burner for sure. And then Stabilize. I love the drums on that one. It's like a drum and bass BPM, but it's played on an actual kit, which is so mind blowing. And the guitar parts are like, you know, really, really pretty also. And I love the spoken verses in that with like the low voice. There's a certain urgency to it, like the beginning of an action film, kind of like your video shows. But there's those lines like nothing gets above the high rise, or there's nothing out there. It reminds me of how I felt during like the quarantine period, where like there's nothing out there, like nowhere to go, kind of a trapped feeling.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And it was the whole album was written, I think, just after the first lockdown, or like in between some lockdowns, in between the two COVID years. And I was picking up on that feeling, totally like trapped in your environment, and everything was very, I mean, I live in a city as well, so I don't know if it's like urban where you live too, but it's like, you just want to like, you just wanted to get free, but it's like there's nowhere to go almost.
Oh, Another one that reminds me of several long drives that I've taken to DC and back late at night, and had that on a mixtape. Some great music for any time, really, but some intense lyrics and vibes there by Niloufer Yanya, Stabilize from the album Painless. And you're listening to WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Thanks for listening tonight, and thanks for staying tuned to your community radio station.
Hello, I'm Ed Begley Jr., and wherever you call home, the sounds of wildlife connect you with a greater family of life. That's why you shudder each time you see woods, marshes, meadows, or grasslands being destroyed. You know that countless birds and other wild animals are losing their homes, the greatest threat to their survival. Among the growing number of threats to wildlife, habitat loss is the most devastating. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust offers a humane solution, working with private landowners to protect habitat as permanent safe havens for wildlife. When you hear the familiar wild voices you love, remember, your voice is the one that can speak for wildlife and for the land they call home, ensuring that it stays forever wild. To learn more, to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, visit wildlifelandtrust.org.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And we're going to continue this cool interview with Niloufer Yanya here on If Music Could Talk.
Well, one more about that album, Left Right. So I read that you had some saz on this song. That's a Turkish string instrument, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's in the, like, the kind of instrumental breakdown bit. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, right.
Layered it with other guitars, because my saz playing is not that proficient, so it was kind of like just bringing out some interesting textures and tones. But it's such a, because the instrument is like different tuning and it doesn't really sit too well, like, just with Western kind of sounds, so you kind of need to create like a whole different sonic thing for it. I think because the melody has a kind of like, is it harmonic minor or melodic minor? I don't know. But it has that kind of ding, 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 ding. And I kind of just thought it would sound good on the saz. It's an instrument my dad plays and always played when I was younger.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
Yeah.
It's a big instrument, right? I mean, it's pretty, or I guess not too big.
Not that big. It's just like the neck is very, it's very thin. It's long.
Very thin.
Yeah, it's like a lot longer than, oh, wait, it's not that big.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one I can show you.
Oh, so yeah, please.
Okay, one second. So yeah, very out of tune, but
Oh, just one string will do.
Yeah, it's not too big, but no. It's kind of like,
oh, that's so beautiful. Wow.
This is just like a kind of cheap one as well, but
yeah.
And then these are group. This is like three strings here. There's two here, and then two there.
Oh, so they're paired kind of like a 12 string, like, so the harmonics kind of catch each other.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Like all these pegs, which is why it's hard to tune it, because it's like.
Yeah, you really have to concentrate.
So, but yeah, it's not too big.
Can you pluck a string for me?
Yeah. So. We're gonna be like, so you have this little different kind of shape pick.
Oh, cool!
And then,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's terribly out of tune, but
that's okay. No, thanks for showing me that. That song, Left Right, it's beautiful, and it's also like desolate at the same time, and like there's. I don't know. I think of like a having sort of a misunderstood priorities with someone, like kind of like whatever makes you happy. Like,
yeah.
Can you tell me anything about the inspiration of that song? Like, I don't want to put words into your mouth. So
that's exactly it. I remember I started writing that song because I was working with Billy in Portugal for like a few days because he was living there, and I just finished touring my first album and then had some writing time booked with Bullion. And he just had this like beat playing, like kind of boonch, boonch. And then I came up with like the guitar kind of just very like, kind of sounds a bit like drugged down almost, like kind of like heavy and kind of moody. And yeah, the melody is like a bit sparse at the beginning and kind of almost spoken.
Yeah.
That was definitely in a place. What you said about like the misaligned priorities and with like in a relationship with somebody or like not really knowing whatever makes you happy, but it's almost like you don't really know what it is that you want, but you're like chasing some kind of feeling to make, you know, take me out to the beach, like feeling, wanting to feel alive, but like knowing you're kind of in this, you're watching it for a TV or something. I don't know. It's like not real.
Like you're so flat and autopilot. Sometimes it feels like you're so violent. Sometimes it feels like you're so violent, autopilot. Sometimes it feels like you're so violent. Come back on this Beyonce night from now. Go on till not your turn. What's done? Twist left, right, left, right. It's just another thing before you go. Left, right, left, right. It has to be someone to say it's like, can't fight this type. Or break it up, whatever makes you happy. Don't think I'll ever know. So take me out to the beach. Take off all your clothes. Whatever makes you happy.
Thank you. like you're so violent, autopilot. Sometimes it feels like you're so violent. Sometimes it feels like you're so violent, autopilot. Sometimes it feels like you're so violent.
You did a cover of PJ Harvey's Rid of Me.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually playing in DC in September also. It would be so cool if you guys like met up and hung out, but I don't know, a couple weeks apart there.
Yeah. You know, icon. So I don't know if she had time for me.
I'm sure she's heard your cover of.
She had to approve it. So she kind of gave her, you know, almost like a blessing saying, yeah, it's cool. You can release this. So that was cool. I felt like, wow, she's heard it.
Oh man. Yeah. She's amazing. You're amazing too. A couple more questions. I know we only had a little bit of time for me here, but really appreciate your time today. How important has traveling been in your life? Like, what are some of the most interesting places you've been to, and what are some of the more memorable locations that you performed?
Yeah, traveling is it's like a big part of my life, I think. It kind of makes sense, I guess, because, you know, like I've grown up in London. I'm from London, but like none of my family is like originally from London. And London's kind of like a meeting point in the world, it seems like, especially like knowing a bit more about history and the way that the Western kind of world has been built, and going out and like exploring the places that like my family have come from. And then also just like touring.
Did you visit Barbados?
Yeah, I went to Barbados for the first time 2022.
Wow.
After I finished some touring. Yeah, me and my mum went.
Was that your first time in the islands?
My first time, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And you got to meet like go to some places that your family has history in? And
yeah, I mean, it's a very small island. And the history there is actually all pretty recent. And it's all connected to, you know, the slave trade. So it's like, it's pretty strange, because now the whole island is set up as, and Barbados only became a republic like maybe like 2019 or something, like very recently. And until then, they were still like technically, you know, they had the queen, the English queen, as like the head of their state.
Part of the Commonwealth, yeah.
Yeah, so they only recently like became republic and like denounced that. So the history still feels like it's unraveling. Like from my observations, it's a bit weird because like all the land is still kind of owned by potentially the same families that would have like owned plantations, and now it's like they own hotels. So it's a bit strange. Because like, for local people, like it's really hard to live there. Like you need like more than like two jobs just to get by. And then like, but then it's like really fancy, like tourist destination.
And the privilege and the wealth hasn't changed hands really that much.
No, it hasn't changed. Hasn't changed at all, I don't think.
Yeah.
Every island in the Caribbean is quite different. So
my neighbor, when I lived in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, was from Barbados. He was such a cool guy. He was like the super of the building, and he would play soca music all day, every day, and like knock on my door and say like, come on over and drink some rum and eat some food with me, you know? And like, I got so inundated with like beautiful Caribbean culture there, and a lot of respect for the Bajan folks and Caribbean culture there too. So I'm sure that was like so exciting. And then that's part of your ancestry too. So it must have been an awesome trip.
It was great. It was great. Yeah.
But you've traveled all over the world. You've been everywhere. So that's probably opened your eyes. I mean, I always feel like getting out of your hometown and going somewhere else makes you appreciate everything differently.
Totally. Yeah, I definitely, it does make me appreciate London as well for the good and the bad things. I think it's as hard as it can be, like as a city, it's also like there isn't really another London. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And home is home, and your family's there too. So,
yeah.
You're listening to WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and this is If Music Could Talk.
So does your experience with visual art influence how you visualize a song?
I think so. Yeah. I think it all kind of feeds in. Also, like, I think being open to, like, everything being a kind of art form, like films and, you know, not just like paintings, but like films or like a TV show, or like noticing that like someone has really crafted this to the same extent as like people craft like music and pictures. And it's like, because that all definitely takes form in my head. And then it's like when I'm writing a song, you're kind of sometimes you're almost like replaying a scene from something you've seen or something you read or.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about that visual aspect of music, like how even with a painting, like sometimes you look at it and it seems like it has a whole universe inside it. Like you could just step into it. And like your songs have that same atmospheric quality in some ways. It like creates a whole world in one song. Like,
Thank you.
That's cool how you're pulling different pieces of media together to be part of your whole thing. So do you make the art for your covers? Like, have you primarily, it's been you or?
It's really been me, yeah. I mean, obviously the photo, I didn't take the photo for this one.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen, I guess I have seen the cover at this point, right? With the mirror.
With the mirror, yes, exactly. But yeah, I take a lot, I have a lot of fun designing. I'm definitely not a designer, but I have a lot of fun doing it anyways.
The Painless album was like a collage, right?
Collage, yeah. That was in of like Athens in Greece at the front, like collage, and then also just some random magazine stuff I found, and then the back is a photo in Mexico City that my sister took. But yeah, it was all like cityscapes kind of plastered together.
And rooftops.
And rooftop. Green and yeah.
I don't want to keep you all day, but you must have a really diverse taste in music. I know you shared a couple Spotify playlists. I'm definitely going to pull a few picks from your set list for the show. Part of the show, my radio show that's been going for like 17 years now, so much of the fun is exploring different styles and learning about different cultures. How have your musical tastes evolved from like early on to now? Like do you listen to music from other countries? And
yeah, I think the main thing, which is a bit sad, like I think when I was younger, I was so, I'm not saying I'm not curious about music, but I just think I had a real like hunger to like always be listening to something. And I don't know what it is, but like I don't
these days you probably appreciate the peace and quiet, right?
Yeah, I don't know what's happening to me, but like it's like you know, I don't really spend hours on YouTube like just trying to find cool stuff anymore. I miss it a lot. I think that's the main difference.
So our radio station is a nonprofit, non-commercial LPFM. So we really got lucky to get our station on the dial anyway, and we're community funded. We don't get paid, but we can play whatever we want. And we also have local news producers. And we also get the word out about local and international nonprofits. What are some of the nonprofits and other causes that you've participated in that you think people might like deserve a shout out for people to know about?
Sure. I mean, I'll shout out my own. Me and my sister started like not-profit community collaborative arts project called Artists in Transit in 2016. And the idea was to bring together children, families, people from refugee backgrounds, displaced people, and bring them together through art and creating workshops and spaces for people to create things and connect and show solidarity with people that may not have a status or have refugee status. But we're mainly working in London at the moment, so we're doing like a series of art workshops every summer. And
what's the organization called again?
Artists in Transit. You can find it on like my Instagram probably.
Okay,
find it afterwards. Yeah,
I bet there's some really cool art that's coming out with these folks that you're providing materials and just sitting with them and providing a space.
Yeah, it's like a way of connecting with people, I think, as well. It's like, you know, you're often people you might not connect with otherwise. And like people, you just make like really good friends. And
yeah, that's beautiful. Well, so one more question. How do you stay focused and motivated and positive in this crazy world we're living in? There's so much to get depressed about.
There's a lot to get depressed about. I think
it's a big question too. Like I guess it's a daily struggle, but your music is so awesome. And I think it's the lyrical content there's a lot there for people. So I appreciate that you're making music the way you do. And I think it is really giving something positive to the world.
Thank you. I hope of it. Yeah. I like to try to think of it as a positive contribution somehow. Cause it can feel quite, frivolous sometimes, I guess, like we're talking about the rest of the world and, you know, like horrible stuff is happening and you feel like, what am I doing just here making music, going on tour? Like, what good is that really? But I think staying positive is like a thing in itself. And if music can help people stay, you know, a bit more like grounded, a little bit more optimistic, or have a little bit of moments, it's kind of like creating those spaces again for people. It's like you're creating like internal space, like how you were talking about COVID and like processing like emotions. That's how music works for me anyway. So
it's like a audio sanctuary. Like mm-hmm. you can come back to these songs as like a good friend kind of. Not all music does that. There's things that you're putting into your music that I feel people can kind of think about and maybe turn around some of the ways they look at the world.
Thank you. I'm so glad.
Well, thank you for sharing your music and your inspiring thoughts with me, Niloufer. Really looking forward to seeing you on tour. I know a lot of the DJs here at the station are big fans. There's a lot of people that I talk to who are excited about your new album and just so grateful to talk to you. Your music means a lot to me. Congrats on the new album and good luck on tour and take care of yourself.
I'll see you in DC.
Okay, awesome.
Hey, this is Niloufer Yanya, and you're listening to WRIR 97.3 Richmond Independent Radio.
He's one of the members of Niloufer's band, Jazzy Bobby, with Crush 2.
My mind keeps racing. Oh, I miss this feeling. Don't want to admit that it may be a crush. When it gets too much and I can't sleep, when I'm counting sheep, when the drop looks steep, can't misstep my feet, can't count these sheep. It's not what I imagined. First time that it happened. In fact, I think it put me off. But now I can't get enough. When it gets too much and I can't sleep, when I'm counting sheep, when the drops are steep, can't misstep my feet. Count these sheep. It was cute at first.
Just a fight, just fine.
We stayed awake that night.
Just a strike of one.
Little did I know that one will come to its blow. I dropped the gun. But now I can't get enough. When it gets too much and I can't sleep, when I'm counting sheep.
Stay tuned for Club Unity coming up at 9. This is Little Sims with Angel.
Never cared about being immortalized. How can I stand with the ops and not with the tribe? They say you were dreaming and want you to glorify. Got a rude awakening by ignoring up all the signs. Why did I give you the keys to authorize shit on my behalf? Now I'm scarred and mortified. What did I expect from those living a corporate life? Unfortunately, honesty isn't normalized. Had to get my shit together and get organized. If your hands in my pockets, I'm calling up all the guys. Though I don't want to be the reason of more divide. Guess that's in my nature of being a water sign. I'm sort of like, nothing is making sense in my awkward mind. Give me your ears to let me for the night. Shooting in the dark, guess I never saw the light. Revolt access, I'm running it back, yes. Missing opportunities, I wish I was that pressed. Yeah, I say that shit with my damn chest. You need me and you feel the loss of my absence. The novelty wears off after a few years. After a few tears from challenging new fears. Learning everything I didn't on the come up. We was too busy making music till the sun up. Every day through the summer, didn't learn the business and now I'm ducking for cover. What a fuck up, might just leave a bad taste, thinking I'm a sucker. Come up at my damn face, did I stutter? It's gonna be a sad case if you see my brothers. I can see how an artist can get tainted, frustrated. They don't care if your mental is on the brink or something dark, as long as you're cutting somebody's payslip and sending their kids to private school in a spaceship. Yeah, I refuse to be on a slave ship. Give me all my masters and lower your wages, huh? What I'm bringing to the table is more than a feast for the belly of the beast. Didn't know I'm dropping something heavy for the streets. The politics, I'm going Megan on uniques. I need the best seats in the house. When the truth unfolds, it's gonna be one hell of a scene. Harry listening from heaven on repeat. He was back in it when nobody believed. Play the game is what they scream. You can play the game, I don't see the need, no.
Feel so alive. Up and I prayed for a sign. I know good things take time.
God sent me you as an angel.
When you're alone, the little thoughts that nobody knows. Hardest thing to do is stay strong.
Saturn returning effect. Life doesn't come with presets. My frequency seamless. Then when you give more, expect you to dream less. Got me confessing all my secrets. You ain't the only one under deep stress. Please don't take my kindness for a weakness. Get G-checked for your disrespect. Perception and observation is clinical. More headspace, I've been shaving off my occipital. They say you can't hate who you don't love. And they say love is unconditional. I'm ready to do the unthinkable. Rules and everything that's traditional. Giving your heart to someone might just leave you in a
feel so alive. I woke up and I prayed for a sign. I know good things take time.
God sent me you as an angel.
When you're alone,
you go against the same system you were colonized by. Brother, your whole team compromised. Having these conversations with self and nobody else. Thinking they don't understand my thinking when I socialize. I need an angel with me for armor. I need accountability partner. I know that all these blessings are karma. I need a fire lit by the seaside. Purest manuka up in my beehive. Give me a second and let the beat ride. Is there a golden key to the sweet life? I don't know what's got into me, but at least I ain't making time for self and not others when I got free time. New woman, don't tell me I shouldn't just because you couldn't. They say don't you give up too much of the truth to them. Well, I got 9 more songs in the boot for them. Figured this is the moment, I gotta speak now. Head high, back straight, feet down. Posture going crazy. Had to stand tall while they were trying to break me. that you niggas didn't make me. And I said, you will never infiltrate me. Dim my light, are you crazy? Yo, we two worlds apart, you know, lady, lady, lady. Flow and I coming like De Niro or Scorsese. Stop trying to box me and there's no way you can place me. Hit him with a classic, then I got a little lazy. Had to get the pen when I remembered that I'm Jay-Z. Had to cut you off because I found out you were snaky. I got angels guiding my steps, guarding my life from now until death. Perspective is everything and I wonder what they see. Hurt people, I get it, but don't play me. My Saturn returning effect, life doesn't come with presets. My frequency seamless, so please don't take my kindness for a weakness. Cause I got angels.
That was Little Sims with Angel, one of the tracks that I borrowed from Nila Furiania's Spotify playlist called Precious Time. You can look her up on Spotify too. It's just a short playlist, but I think she shared it recently and I was like, I should play some songs that she's been sharing. Another artist she mentioned from Alabama Shakes, Brittany Howard, I'm pretty sure. She mentioned her during the interview, but let's play one of these songs by Brittany Howard, What Now?
Confuse you for fulfillment. I don't want to wonder what I love is. I might be the one to cause you trouble. I've been asking questions you don't want to know. I wonder if I'm here just so I'm not alone. It's painful, but I might as well say sorry. Surrender, let me go. I don't have enough to give you more. If I'm in up my energy, I told the truth, so set me free. If you have someone to hate, then blame it on me. Blame it on me. Blame it on me, girl. Blame it on me. If you have someone to hate, then blame it on me. I've been making plans that anymore. My heart wants to stay, but I don't know what for. I can't have it always thinking for me. I've been learning lessons I didn't want to. I wonder if I stay because it's comfortable. Wonder if you notice I ain't trying. I surrender, let me go. Don't have love to give you more. Giving up my energy. I call the truth, so set me free. If you want someone to hate, then blame it on me. Blame it on me. Blame it on me. Blame it on me. If you want someone to hate, then blame it on me. I don't wanna get used to all the tension. I don't want to worry what kind of mood in. I don't wanna fall for your potential. Staying open, you don't wanna grow. I've been seeing patterns that I can't know. It is what it is, I guess I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
that was Brittany Howard, solo work there, What Now? Yeah, I was talking with Niloufer. I want to say thank you again to her and for spending so much time talking to me and answering all my crazy questions. There was one part where she was talking about music, learning music in school from her guitar teacher, and I mentioned that I had read that Roots Manuva went to the same school she did, and I double-checked the interview. Apparently, Roots Manuva is an alum of Pimlico School, where Niloufer also studied and was taking music early on. So let's play Roots Manuva. This is a song, one of my favorites, real banger by Roots Manuva.
Well, well, well. Well, well. Well, well, well. Taskmaster, burst the bionic zit splitter. Breakneck speeds, we drown 10 pints of bitter. We lean all day and some say they ain't productive. Could that depend upon the demon that you're stuck with? Cause right now, I see clearer than most. I sit here contented with this cheese on toast. I feel the pain of a third world famine. Said we, count them blessings and keep jamming. Tis him, scumbag, scum of the earth. His worth was nil until he gained the skill of tongues. From 15 years young, straight to my greyback self. I stay top shelf material. Jerk chicken, jerk fish. Break away, slave bliss. Generate G's and then be stashing with the Swiss. Fools can't see this. Under your pistols, a fist full of hip hop duns. I progressing in the flesh. Esoteric quotes, most frightening. Duppy took a hold of my hand while I was writing. Leg on me ting, Duppy, leg on me an. I summon up the power of Banana Clan. Witness the fitness. The prophet and live at. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness. The prophet. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness. The prophets and live at. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness. The prophets and live at. One hope, one quest. Triggering that deep root juice. Now we're there burning boots. Set them spirit them loose. Go ahead, go slash up the news. With conclusive proof about the truth, the right. Cause whether we eat shike or push bike or travel kind of trash. Manifest that with oats and roots rap. Manifest that, yeah. I do my thing way. Ain't nothing else I know. Got up in the life with this erratic bone flow. Squeeze the pain from my belly and set my soul free. Travel over ocean, land and sea. Face enough stress and difficulty. Flung back from the brink, whining kinda stink. We don't give a frig about what them fools think. Trigger network, our network will speak for itself. Proof of the trophy and the champion belt. Come sun, come rain, come hailstone pelt. Witness the fitness, the prophets and live at. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness, the prophets and live at. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness, the prophets and live at. One hope, one quest. Yeah, wanna submit with some old time shit. Let the old world know he's on some off key tip. Mega manic, when time the pressure start lick. By the hook or by the crook, by the poop or by the kick. He sickly cryptic, spitting the code. And most proud to present that Crawfordton mode. And it shows that that bro's done seen a few slights. Life throws scenario, reality bites. We in collision with the beast. Lost to religion, now we can't get no peace. Idiot beak, I run for tech, I for chief. Stoop to the level and we're plotting cold grief. But we should know that discipline make up the geese. Separation of the dat from the rat, that's a must. Proceed, set speed with the Crawfordton touch. Proceed, set speed. Crawfordton, y'all. Witness the fitness. The Crawfordton live at. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness. The Crawfordton live at. We'll be right back.
friend in town. Seemed to know herself. She had a home and friends who cared. Approval was the God to wish you now. This girl from London never failed. She never seemed to live. Success would always rule the day. But there was some who saw beneath this vision of perfection. They were locked in love in equal measure. Will she ever